Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 60 minutes. This is going to be another in our continuing series, The News in Review. Our topic this week is the very, very sad story of Kaylee Anthony. Joining me in our high-tech studio here in Mississippi is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, everyone.
And from Oregon, our regular commenter, Ms. Pickles. Hi, Pickles.
Hello.
Jan also wanted me to point out that our show seems to have garnered some interest with Greta Van Susteren of Fox News fame on her GretaWire blog. I know that we have some GretaWire listeners listening in. Welcome, and we hope that you too will be calling us up this afternoon. Our switchboard is open, and we would love to hear from all of our listeners. We welcome your questions and comments. Our switchboard number is area code 646-378-1120. It may take a couple of minutes to get you on the air, but please bear with us. It certainly will not be the wait that you experience when trying to get hold of your cable or internet provider. So, let's get down to business. It's been quite a busy week in the case. It seems to me that the judge, Judge Strickland, made a preemptive strike this week by forcing Casey to attend the hearing about the autopsy photos. One less item she will have to appeal if she's found guilty. He also made it abundantly clear that he expects her in court at any future hearings. Jan, you're our expert. What do you make of it?
Hardly an expert, but personally I think it was a good decision. She should have to sit there and look at all this evidence that they have on her. She should be forced to look at the pictures. And not that it would get any kind of a response out of her, but I'd be curious as to what kind of response she would give when she looks at the picture, so.
Pickles, your thoughts?
I think she's afraid to go in front of the judge, or that she expects her team to do it for her.
She expects everybody to do everything for
exactly.
her.
Exactly, and she just says that, you know, tells him what she wants to tell them, and then they'll go to court for her and take care of this. Mommy and Daddy are all going to make this all go away. But Judge Strickland, he isn't tolerating it, and I'm sure that whoever comes in behind him, you know, judges talk, and I'm sure that they all have whatever they feel towards this, and none of them are going to tolerate her lack of involvement in this.
Yeah, I watched the court hearing the other day, and he did say that he had let it slide before, but you
mm-hmm.
know, he's just not going to do it anymore. So I think he's pretty fed up with it too.
I watched part of the hearing, and certainly what grabbed my attention was the fact that Casey just didn't appear to give her a damn about anything that was going on. She just sat there, looked bored.
With that look on her face.
Yeah, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
She had the same... she'd done the same thing with her mouth that her mother did in some of the interviews that we've watched her on TV with. I mean, I noticed that the same motions with her mouth, with her lips, and it just... Oh, I'd just like to slap it off of her face itself. But she has no emotions. I can't imagine what it would feel like if I found out my daughter was murdered. And if what all she's been saying all this time is true, and now she's found out that her daughter's dead, she should be an emotional wreck. I mean, she shouldn't even be able to stand up. And she's obviously not hurting any as far as her appetite's going, and she's enjoying herself in prison the best that she can.
Maybe she
not
was...
Not prison, but jail.
Maybe she was sulking in court because they wouldn't let her bring Twinkie bars
or
in.
Or she didn't have time to do her hair and put on makeup and all that kind of stuff.
Actually, as I understand it, Strickland opened the session and asked where she was.
Yeah, he did.
And then said, well, go get her.
Yeah.
Well, he described the being disturbed looking at the picture of the skull. And she just kind of, you know, sat there like, yeah, big deal. You know, it's a skull. What do you want me to say about it? It has duct tape on it.
More like, can I go back to my cell now?
Exactly. You know,
I'm missing a radio show or I'm missing a song on the radio.
She looked
something like that.
She kind of looked beat to me, though. Like, maybe she thinks that she's going to get away with this, but I think somewhere inside of her she knows she's not. And
I don't know. I think that Baez has got her so convinced in this that she's not worried she could care less. I mean, I realize that that's what it is.
You know, it would take an idiot to be convinced by that idiot.
Well, she is an idiot. So, I mean, they're both idiots. So.
I mean, for Pete's sake.
I don't have much of an opinion about him either.
I know it.
To me, it's like, she just doesn't have the emotions that a mother that just lost her daughter would have.
She's a murderer, though, you know. I mean, I think that, I mean, you know, the way that she could just coldly murder Kaylee, you know, if she was let go, she could probably do it again and again and again and again.
Oh, she probably could. And no doubt about it. I don't think anybody can say she's not, that she isn't guilty. I don't think anybody can look at the evidence. Look at her, period. You can read right through her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the stranger aspects about that hearing was what Judge Strickland said. And in my opinion, he made a huge, huge mistake.
Oh.
Jose Baez managed to persuade him that he could set up a secure server in his office and that his, quote, expert witnesses would be able to access the photographs and x-rays to view online. Oh, and it would be password protected. Now, in my mind, and I am a computer geek, this is an invitation for people to break in electronically. It's just a matter of time before the photos get out there. Strickland made a real poor judgment.
Well, in his defense, though, I mean, he was confused, not confused, but he didn't know which way to go with this. He did say that, you know, he wasn't convinced that one way would be right or the other way would be right, but he didn't know exactly how to go about it, and this is just how they come up with it, I guess.
And actually, what I found even stranger was that Nancy didn't have her pet computer geek on talking about it. I mean, John Lucich and I go way back. And I would have loved to have heard what Lucich had to say on this subject.
Well, he still could come out. You never know.
Oh, he's
maybe
probably
he's
too busy trying to break into Baez's server.
Oh, I don't know about that.
goodness.
Don't give us any ideas.
I think that if it was, I mean, Dred Strickland said that they're not allowed to copy anything in the court, right? I think I heard him say that, right?
Right. He did
and,
say that.
Correct. Let me guess, though, Pickles. Do you run Windows?
No. But what I'm saying, you know, they could have gone about it differently. Like, if there is such a concern with them copying it, why don't they put a guard along with the evidence over just some guard, you know, to go over and sit with them while they do whatever they're going to do with this darn evidence? You know they're not going to do anything with it. They're going to, you know, wipe their noses with it.
Well, he has got, did you see the long list of different people buying his needs? See, spread out all over the country and in Canada.
Oh, they
want to
mail it around the Internet. That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't fully understand.
That right there was the problem that she was having with him doing this. Right, you're putting it on the computer and you're emailing it to all these people over the country.
No. He is not going to be emailing it.
Well, even if he doesn't, it's still going all over the country, plus Canada.
Right.
Canada.
Yes, in Canada, too.
No, what he is saying is that he's going to have this nice, secure server that his experts can access using... A password, and they'll be able to view the photographs, but not to copy them.
Yeah, what I'm saying is before this stuff.
And that's a load of BS, because if they're using a Windows-based system, they pull the photograph up, and they hit Control Print Screen, and guess what? They have a copy of the photograph.
Yeah, anybody can get that then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I mean, it is only a matter of time before it's on National Enquirer. You'll be able to find it at your local supermarket.
This is sick.
It certainly is. Okay, I don't see people phoning in. So
come on, everybody, call in.
Yeah, let me give that dial-in number one more time. All right, our switchboard is area code 646-378-1120. Let's move on. How about the ongoing battle between the private investigators and this elusive video? Does it exist? Doesn't exist? What's the story?
Well... Now, they say that it did exist. It definitely did exist. Now, whether the reports are that it was taped over or not, I don't know if that's for sure. But I've got different feelings about this one, too, because I honestly don't think. I believe the guy. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm right, and I could be wrong, but I do believe the guy. And I believe Tim Miller. Story about the guy coming to them and giving a tip about somebody coming to him about it. And his reason, now whether or not that part was true or not, I don't know, was when he said that he worked for the Anthonys, and if they knew he was there, he would get fired, which if that's true, they would have definitely fired him for it. But I'm not quite sure who's behind all this, but I don't think it's law enforcement, because if it was, I mean, they have gone, they want this case settled. They want to win this case, and they know if they go behind and cheat, so to speak, they're going to mess up and lose. So they're going by this by the book. And, I mean, they have been so careful with it, trying to make sure that everything's by the book. They wouldn't risk having somebody come up with a fake video or anything like that. And besides, once they get the phone records for this other guy, Dominique Casey, they'll know. They'll know more about it.
I read an article. Oh, my phone's all messed up. I read an article the other day, and it was about that video. And one of the local TV stations in Florida had an analyst saw the video. And it was Hoover videotaping Dominique.
Right.
And he was digging in the ground, and there was a plastic bag, and he threw a blanket to the side. And
right.
I mean, you know what?
He was poking holes in the ground and everything, like trying to push something down. Like if he had hit the skull, he would have cracked it and messed it up. I mean, it really made the hard evidence, hard for it to be used as evidence after that if he would have done what he appeared to try to be doing.
The way I see it is, okay, Casey said she wanted Lee to do his own investigation. Lee disappears for a long time out of the site. All of a sudden, we have the Anthony's investigators digging up on video where the area where Kaylee was found, and I think they have something to do with Lee. Why didn't they go to the police if they thought Kaylee was there?
Yeah, well, I said that this has got a lot to do with the Anthony's, too, because
mm-hmm.
I even said a while back that maybe somebody should be following them. But, you know, I mean, I was told, well, you know, they doubt various people. Everybody doubted very seriously that the Anthony's would be that stupid to do something like that. But I said it a long time ago that they need to watch him. Because I really think that she was giving him the codes.
Exactly.
To tell him exactly where to go look for him.
And you know what? It took either a long time for him to figure it out, or it took a long time till the water receded.
Well, not only that, but they probably didn't want to go do it right away.
Oh.
And, you know, to wait to make sure that the body had been, I mean, completely decomposed.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You know, I mean, that's what I've been thinking the whole time. This is just my opinion. This is no facts,
mm-hmm.
but
oh yeah,
my opinion definitely. But I have to
disclaimer.
But I don't, you know, I mean, that's would be my opinion about the reason for the date,
mm-hmm.
as to be that say like, well, you know, and then when the body's found, then they could come up with this tape and say, well, look, we recorded this area, and there was no body there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you didn't see all that. You know, I mean, all you saw was from what I saw on the tape, you know, them walking through the woods and Hoover filming Dominic Casey, while he was walking through it, you know. So
it's shady.
It's very shady. And they're all slick, but they're not slick enough.
Well, you know, look who they're working for. I mean.
Yeah, well, this guy Hoover must apparently had a change of heart or got scared maybe, you know, because he said, you know, this is a little bit too deep for me to be involved with, and maybe he decided to come up, you know, come clean with it. And it's just, and then, I mean, he's even said that what Padilla said, that he did tell Padilla about Dominique Casey. So, I mean, there's just, it's definitely an involvement that involves the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that the family was involved with the actual murder, but I say from the beginning that they knew that she killed this baby and they had been working with her and keeping it to get their story straight to be able to cover it up to keep her out of prison.
Exactly. And now that it's not going to work out the way that they planned, they
all
want to scream
immunity.
Full immunity, protect us from our wrongdoings, and we'll help convict her.
And it's like, it's going to be like, you watch, it's going to be like, who's going to stab the other one the deepest,
mm-hmm.
is what it's going to be in the courtroom.
Exactly.
The trial starts. She's going to say, Mom, Dad did it. Mom, Dad's going to say, Lee did it. Lee's going to say, Sister did it. Sister's
mm-hmm.
going to say, well, no, my brother did it. I mean, it's going to go back and forth, back and forth. You watch it, and it's going to be like, who can put the knife in deeper? And
they can't really expect us to or a jury to believe the nanny story because, you know, okay, well, fine, you guys found the body. Where's the nanny?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a lot of, that's a familiar name, a common name, especially in Florida or whatever, but give me a break. Where's the nanny?
There's too many, this is too, the publicity has gotten out so big on this that even if the nanny did exist, somebody would have turned her in right now, especially after that reward was out for it. I mean, it, not for the nanny, but for Kaylee. Somebody would have done something, you know, that wasn't involved, but somebody that seen it.
I think the most telling aspect has to be the identikit picture that law enforcement got Casey to put together of the so-called nanny, and they have never released it. So they have absolutely no intentions of releasing it because they have no belief that it's true.
Right.
Okay, folks, we have a caller coming in.
Yay!
From the 239 area code. What's your name and what's your question for our illustrious panel?
Hi, illustrious panel. This is Betty from Greta Wire.
Betty.
And you were on the blog earlier. You got a rude treatment from somebody by the name of Rose. I don't know who that is.
Oh, on Greta Wire? Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can't please them all.
I know. Okay.
Hey, we have thick skins
but
over
I'm
here.
You. But one of the latest victims of, you know, first they blame the nanny, and then they blame this and that, but the latest victim is poor Ray Kronk.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you and I are on the same page.
Geraldo really
has
a lot of nerve digging up dirt on somebody when you look at his own track record.
Geraldo, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, he come up with all
this stuff. Oh, I turned him off last night. He was bizarro.
I didn't
He's
watch
nuts.
It, but I heard about it, and because I won't watch him. But
I won't either. Normally, I had him on, and I had to change channels.
Really and truly, when I heard about what he was saying about this man, it's like, I mean, he's digging up dirt on this man when he has no right to do that. He has worse track record himself than anybody else I know. I mean, the nerve he's got to do this to this man.
He is probably in on something with Baez.
Well,
or like,
yeah,
are they friends?
They're friends.
I'm sure of it. I mean, the only thing...
friends.
Right, and the only thing Geraldo has going for him is his mustache and his big mouth. 5 ex-wives and as many kids.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe Geraldo sees it as, okay, there's not a lot of, there's everybody damning Casey Anthony, and maybe he wants in on the money from this, from the other side. Like, I can see him, it's a huge story, and I'm going to be involved in it, and blah, blah, blah. You know,
him and Baez are friends.
I live in Florida,
and if I could muster up a hurricane for Geraldo to go stand in the middle of again, I would love it. But Rick Kronk was hired by the Orange County Utilities on May 27th of 2708. The latest, according to information he provided the county, Rick Kronk owned a bail bonds company and worked as a bounty hunter in Kingsport, Tennessee for almost 11 years, ending in 2004. So now that association is already slamming Roy Kronk.
Maybe he's a good investigator. Maybe that's what kept him wanting to know if that was really, you know.
That's exactly my feelings.
That's
you know,
exactly
that,
true.
I mean, until.
It's sad how they want to hurt somebody because they've done something good. Yeah,
well, Ray Kronk's attorney, Dave Evans, says they will likely fly to New York City next week. Kronk will sit down on one of the network morning shows and, quote, straight. And Kronk was assigned to work utilities in the neighborhood of Kaylee Anthony's home in August. Ray Kronk is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he was a pool guy or a pilot or a pizza maker, he wouldn't have been in the area. It's the interest to be there.
Well, yeah.
And he was assigned there by Orange County.
I think it's a great shame that Sean Krause isn't on the panel this afternoon. Sean, unfortunately, has some medical issues and is in hospital. But I can talk for Sean. Sean hates Geraldo. He has no use for him.
Well, I'm really against the way he handled that.
Don't we all?
Well,
we could put he and Leonard Padilla and a few others in the same box and shake it.
Well, they're all playing devil's advocate. Why does Geraldo care about some broad who killed her daughter? Why does he want to support her? They're all insane.
Well,
yep. Well, I know I put him and Leonard and a few others in the same box and shake it up a bit and throw in a, I don't know, a few rattlesnakes.
Well,
I feel sorry for the snakes.
Leonard Padilla's taken a lot of flack from this, too, but I tell you, he's the one that kept trying to find her.
Not
he's
from Simon.
Oh, no, he kept trying to find free publicity.
Well, maybe he did in a way, but he still was the one that kept insisting. And I say I know why he was doing it. It wasn't for the right reasons. I know that. But, I mean, at least he was sitting there saying, okay, well, I'm going to find her.
Can you name three statements that Leonard Padilla has said that have come true, other than, you know, or just three statements that are BS?
Yeah, well, that's true, too, but, I mean, he's done just as much as the rest of them. At least that's still more than what Cindy Anthony said.
Somebody said earlier that he's the one without, you know, when he came into town, it's what really made it a big, huge media thing.
Yeah, probably was because he got her out of prison.
But that's okay because they wanted us to forget. Just forget that Kaylee existed. Shh. Don't tell nobody. Oh. She's not really, you know. And I think it's good, like Nancy Grace, you know, they all have their purposes, whether it keeps it in the spotlight. That's good because the Anthonys, they don't want us to remember.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Seeing as we're having such great heated conversation, I'm going to...
Oh, I know, and I didn't even cuss.
Right, I'm gonna pull in another caller. We have someone coming in from 734. What's your name? And
hey.
And I no doubt you're gonna add fuel to this fire.
Spice it up.
Hi, it's Tammy Liz, and I think so because you're back to Kronk. I'm still suspicious of this man. And just as this
Uh-oh.
Was going to. When this was just coming on air, mm-hmm. I had just went to the blog and there was a link on read here for Kronk being involved in a kidnapping. So what was that about? Because
it was a domestic.
It was years ago, though.
It was dropped, and it was a domestic.
He claimed that it wasn't nothing, and the charges were dropped against him, and he
was kidnapping. That word kidnapping, it just stuck out to me and I've always been suspicious of him already.
Yeah.
So that just really, I don't know how I feel about him, but...
May I? May I? I don't want to interrupt. Men who found Kaylee Anthony's remains faced kidnapping charges in the 1990s. Roy Kronk says he did nothing wrong and was just helping an ex-girl out of her boyfriend's house. A jury did not find probable cause to charge him, and his record has been expunged.
Well, who was he supposed to have kidnapped?
It was a domestic situation is what
it
said.
Oh, a woman or not a child?
Ex-girlfriend. Move out of her boyfriend's house.
Okay, I didn't get the whole story because I was listening to the radio, but
it's bizarre.
When I saw that, it just sent up more.
Almost 20 years ago.
Well, and
it sent up more suspicion on this man because I will never believe he just stumbled across these remains three times in August. And then I just think it's too, I mean, I believe in coincidence, but I mean, the same man in December just happened, you know, and then even the way he found it, like I said on the blog, you would go over and kick it before you would make you wouldn't just call. What if it's a bag of garbage? I mean, you're going to put your foot and kind of see, you know.
Well,
the first three times when he called.
But you know, it's better that he called first because you don't want to get your prints on something like that.
I know I could never find it because I did try to look for it, but at the first one of those calls, he claimed that it was a white bag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
gray or something.
Something like that. It wasn't a black one.
His neighbor, one of the Anthony's neighbors, is his boss. And you know what?
Really?
Maybe you don't never know, but
I'm more suspicious.
Well, do you think, like, maybe they overheard something and the boss kind of, like, is their own little investigative daisy chain? You know what I'm saying? Because
that's
his boss is
more coincidental.
Is one of the Anthony's neighbors. That's what I read, is that his boss, a supervisor, is a neighbor with the Anthony's.
Oh,
and it makes
God.
You think, like, would you listen to them if you could after all this happened from your backyard? Would you have your ear to the fence?
Right.
I would.
Yeah. I think most people would.
I would have. I would like have some little thing off the internet so I could be like listening to their conversation.
Okay, that's it. We're going to have a managerial meeting here at Blogger News, and we're gonna change the site to www.conspiracy.net.
For real?
I think the whole thing is bizarre. I mean, it's not just Kronk. I'm not just suspicious of him. I'm suspicious of all of the people
exactly.
involved.
Exactly.
The more, the deeper it goes, the more...
It's just crazy.
The video of them poking in the ground, that's suspicious.
Well,
did you
read that Kronk moved down to the Orlando area from Tennessee because he lost his wife to cancer the year before? And Kronk was assigned to work utilities in the neighborhood of Kaylee Anthony's home in August.
Only this past August?
Yes.
Well, you got to think, does he have to pass a background check? Does he have to pass a background check to get a job with the city?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And so, you know.
Well, he did on his own. I don't know if it was required or not, but he did.
Law enforcement said that they checked him out and everything checked out fine.
Well, and the FBI is involved in this. The FBI is what escorts her around, Casey, a lot to her courts before she got, when she first went to jail for the last time. And I'm sure that the FBI has dissected this man. I mean,
absolutely. But
they may not have heard, though.
That's what I'm waiting for next to come out. Bombshell on Nancy Craig.
Bombshell.
Kronk has been arrested, you know, because it just gets crazier every day.
You're telling me, like I can't get over the analyst saying that the video that the guy threw stuff around and was poking around, that is tampering with a crime scene, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
For Pete's sake, I mean, how much more are these people going to get away with?
That's what I don't understand, is how are they getting away with it? I mean, if it was me and I was doing something in a crime scene, I'd be behind bars right now.
Exactly. Well,
Maybe they're going to hang that, though.
That's the thing, too, where I live in the state I live in. It wouldn't even have got this far in the state I'm from. I mean,
and
she'd
sure
already be ready to go to trial and just, you know, she'd already been convicted.
I still don't understand how come she's getting movie star status where she's at. I mean, I just don't understand that either, how she's getting such privileges.
She certainly didn't look much like a movie star in
last
appearance, though. So.
She doesn't look like herself at all anymore.
And I have to agree with what you and Simon and Jan said when I first listened to the show, that her whole demeanor was just that I don't... And she's not even... Like Jan, you said, if her story truly were true, she would be broken down because, somebody had killed her child. And you don't even see her just, you know, an emotional wreck from, you know.
Right.
She just sat there very cold and...
empty person.
She could care. She's very cold.
She's empty, too. You can see it. You can see right through her. She doesn't care about anything or anyone. I mean, if Tony Lazaro was still talking to her, like getting the collect calls from jail, still wanting to be with her, then she might be a little bit different, but she has nothing, and she has nobody, and she absolutely doesn't care. You can see it in her. She has no care in her.
I thought so, too.
She's like, I don't know, she's
And then Jose Baez calling her my girl.
What?
I didn't hear that part.
That was on Nancy. No, it was on James Valez Mitchell or whatever. One of the girls that was reporting with her said that in the court, whenever they went to, they was going to get Casey, he said, let me go get my girl.
Are they trying to get this thrown out of court?
You know, it's very, very possible.
Huh. I used to not think that they were that stupid, but, you know.
Or either that or they're using all this for her to be able to use as a mistrial.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that they're being stupid. It could very well be that they're being very clever.
Right.
Oh.
Say, well, okay, you know, if it doesn't go your way, we can always have a backup plan. We'll set up all these little deals, and that way you can holler, you know, mistrial, because your attorney wasn't handling it properly or whatever. It could very
well be.
Right.
Doing a good job in that respect.
Exactly, and that's what I said. That part, well, he's a sleazebag, so you know he's
yeah.
up to.
She's not going to win on an appeal anyway, though. It doesn't
she's
matter.
Not going to win
gonna sit there,
at
wait
all.
For an appeal, go through another trial, and she's still going to stay
well,
in prison, you know?
There's still that possibility, though. I mean, there's still that little tiny possibility. If any of us would be on the jury or panel or whatever, it, you know, we know definitely she wouldn't even have a don't stop, you know, please. You just would go right directly to the chair or wherever they're going to put you, you know. But it's still that possibility. She could walk. And it irritates me because there is a possibility that some little technicality could get her off of all this.
Well, and it's more likely than you think.
Yeah.
You know, I look back to the OJ trial, which I followed very closely, and it was a media circus. Everyone was in on it: the judge, the prosecution, the defense, and there was so many balls in the air at any given time that you know a jury had no clue what was going on, and OJ walked from the. The original murder trial.
Right.
And it was all due to very clever posturing by the defense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they turned the trial not into is OJ guilty, but, you know, are the police department incompetent?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm not saying that they're going to use that same idea in this case, but you know,
right?
One
and
because
she's equally as hated, I think, as he was hated at the time, and he was set free. And I always say, well, she's so hated, she's not going to go free, but she might, you know.
I don't know if she's as much. I think she could be hated more right now. I really think because of it being involved in a child. I think that makes people more.
And she's completely unknown, really. I mean,
well,
you know.
It's true, but she's well known now.
Now.
People do hate her.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I hate
but
her.
But then again, there are people out there that do like her and do stand behind her. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Look, they're sending her money, you know, that they've never. She doesn't even know these people, and they're sending money to her account.
But she does share one thing in common with OJ.
Mm-hmm.
OJ won the Heisman Trophy. Mm. She has just won the Mann Trophy.
Yeah. Well.
And Simon, did you read his book, the hypothetical book he wrote? If I did,
we have both of them.
And what did you think after you read it? Because I came away with that it was a confession.
Actually, not only do I have both copies of it, I also interviewed Fred Goldman, and he clearly views that it was a confession.
Yeah, and I believe it was because I read it, and the way he described in detail about his ears were ringing on the plane and his head was really hurting, I thought that was a little bit
too
much detail
yeah.
that he wasn't describing exactly how he felt after he did the murder.
Right.
He had physical symptoms, and to me it just really, you know.
The title is what says it for me. If I did it, this is how it happened. I mean, right there, I didn't have to read the book. I said, oh, yeah, he did it. Now I really know.
Well, yeah, because he had too much detail in that book.
Actually, what I really got a good giggle at is the title. Fred Goldman definitely wants to get his point across.
Mm.
And the title, If I Did It, you know, could not be changed. And trust me, Fred did not want to publish that book.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted the rights to it.
Mm.
But he was forced to publish. And so what they did with the title art was made, I Did It. in really, really big type, and the word if in really, really small type.
Wow.
You know, that's tricky.
Yeah, it looked like a clearing of his conscience when I read it. This is a book that enabled him to tell people how he felt and the motive for why he killed her, because he described in his mind that she was, you know, tramping around on him, whatever. And I just felt it was really written as he felt it, as he did it.
He was beating her, though, so she you know, that's sad that she couldn't just leave him and move on with her life, and he felt she was tramping around on him. Maybe he shouldn't be such a psychopath. Oh, I just can't stand that guy.
Me either.
I mean, give me a break.
And then now, then we'll be reading novels about Casey, and you know they're probably already printing them out. Or, you know.
If I did it, this is how Nanny did it.
how I was rocked by my Nanny Zanny. Okay, let's go back to Baez, because I really like picking on him.
All right, now I'm back.
He seems to be engaged in a huge fishing expedition. I mean, now he wants the Equisearch records.
Oh, gosh.
What on earth could he gain from that?
He's trying to get for the records of the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And what was said and all that to try to discredit Hoover again is what he's trying to do. And so that way they can say, well, you know, this is all, like you say, BS, you know, and it's just, I think it's wrong because like Tim Miller says, this is all volunteers that work for him. And if he has to hand over all their personal information, this is going to hurt his search crew.
You know,
nobody's going to want to volunteer. They're going to have to say, well, you know, my name and whatever they're given is going to be made public access to it. And I can understand his point for that, but not only that, but like he said, I mean, he's got thousands of records. And to sit here and have to make copies of all this to hand over to Baez, it's going to be expensive. I mean, it's time-consuming, not to mention the cost of it. Who's going to foot the bill for this? Baez? No.
Well, Baez couldn't even fork over the bill for the CD.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. He doesn't want, I mean, he even made a joke in the court hearing the other day that if the state wants to put out the expense supply, all his expert witnesses, so to speak, to Orlando to view these files, then so be it. But he's not going to fork it out. But, I mean, so why does he expect Tim Miller to have to fork it out? And it's unnecessary. And the point is, to me, I mean, the girl's guilty. Even though they're going to go through all these expenses to prove that she's guilty. And when it's supposed to be right opposite anyway.
Okay, I'm going to break in here one more time. We do have a couple of open lines. Our switchboard number is 646-378-1120, and we are waiting for your questions and comments.
And
now,
feelings.
Now, let's
Gracie,
move.
Call in.
Yeah, now.
Tell Gracie to call in and Mel to call in.
Okay. you heard it here first.
Or O.J. Baez.
Let's Josie. Let's move on to our favorite bounty hunter. The hot news this week was that he is not going to get an invite to the funeral. But when is this funeral going to be? Nancy broke the story. That the second autopsy, which was apparently the thing holding up the entire event, is complete. Dr. Henry Lee confirmed that. And apparently, according to Nancy anyway, the remains are still sitting in a cardboard box at a funeral home.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Who has control of them? Did she sign them over to the funeral home, or did she ultimately sign them over to George and Cindy?
No, they don't have it. Casey's got the final say
over
this.
See, she would rather let that baby's remain.
Well, what Baez is doing, he's claiming that he's holding it up because he said that they might need to go back and look at something.
Oh, my.
Once all these tests are done, all these people get to see this papers and all this reports and all that, in case they need it. They don't want to have to pull her back up if they did.
Well,
stupid, because he held all this up to begin with. That's his excuse.
Kaylee's not there anymore, so it's fine and dandy, but, you know, it's just really a disgrace. It's just like...
It's not respecting her whatsoever. And Casey should say, look, enough is enough. Bury the baby.
She's not, though.
No, she's not going to, but that's what she should do.
Exactly.
And that's what the grandparents should do. Enough is enough.
Okay.
Let the poor child go.
We have more protagonists on the line.
Yes, we
have someone coming in from... the 979 area code. What's your name and what's your question?
Oh, well, I'm new to all of this, and I've left a few blogs. I'm CBM, and I'm just basically interested in the whole thing. I've been keeping up with it since day one, and, of course, I have my own conjecture and my own perspective and opinions about all of it. I'm basically... interested in this point at listening to everybody else and especially getting information that hasn't been aired on Nancy Grace or Jane Velez Mitchell yet. I find all of that very interesting because all of these things are going to come out in the trial eventually, and then I'm really looking forward to all the details and everything that will eventually come out in the book that will be written by a true crime writer like Ann Rule or somebody. You know, somebody's going to follow up on all of this in the end, probably several authors.
Right.
And all of this, of course, has its foundations going way, way back with Cindy and George.
Uh-huh.
Who laid the foundation for all of this. And it just builds and goes from there. But I'm interested in all the little details that I'm listening to and hearing for the first time, like especially the things that are coming to light about the meter reader, Roy Kronk. And I don't think that he's a bad man so far. I don't think that he has done anything wrong. I've heard several things, especially from Leonard Padilla on Nancy Grace, about how he plays into it. And I'm sure that this has probably already been discussed. I just didn't hear it. But has anybody else heard that his role in this is that he basically had heard from somebody who had originally heard from Lee Anthony where that body was? And
that's a very hot rumor, but I think it definitely lives in the in the rumor mill. I don't think we can give a lot of credibility to it. We have a caller coming in from 276. What's your name and what's your question?
Hey, this would be Taz. Somebody posted your site on GrettaWire today, so here I am.
That was me.
Okay, hey.
And Gracie.
Two comments. First is, didn't we read that Cindy signed over the rights to the body to her attorney?
Cindy did.
Stone
Baez. Casey did. Casey turned it over to the...
Casey.
Instead
of signing it over to...
I think she had turned it over to the funeral home.
No, I mean the rights to Jose.
She gave the rights of Kaylee to Jose?
Yeah. She gets to make the decisions. And then...
I didn't know that.
That's
just what I read. The other thing, which we've sort of has been touched, but not much, was Crunk a bounty hunter in Kingsport, Tennessee? You know, the word was he was in business with his brother-in-law, Mike, his dead wife's husband, for several years before moving to Florida.
That's what they're saying. I don't know how true it is, but that's what they're saying.
But that's, you know, never really talked about. So, and finally, I think Geraldo did such a horrible job last night. He wouldn't even acknowledge. He kept saying December 15th, December 15th. This is date stamped. And when, you know, the Anthony's attorney tried to point out to him he was wrong, I don't know what you're talking about. And also somebody said that the video, Linda kept saying, oh, I'm seeing this the first time. Well, you know, the tape was made from people on her side. I don't know why she should be so surprised. So that's all. Hey, enjoy talking to you.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Thank you. May I interrupt?
Sure.
I'm finished.
May I interrupt? Okay. Ray Kronk was hired by Orange County Utilities on May 27th of 2008. According to the information he provided the county, he owned a bail bond company and worked as a bounty hunter in Kingsport, Tennessee for almost 11 years, ending in 2004.
And briefly, I'm still here. I don't know that the bounty hunting business in this, I'm in this part of the world. I don't know that the bounty hunting business is the same in this part of the world as it might be in California or Hawaii, you know. So I think
I don't know anything about it.
I mean, I've never heard of bounty hunters.
I find my poodles.
I've heard of, you know, bill collectors, but not bounty hunters. So I have not had a chance to look into it. I'm only probably an hour and a half from Kingsport. Shouldn't be that hard, but. Just throw it out there. So. All right.
Okay. I have another caller on the line. Suddenly it's got very busy. Someone coming in from the 936 area code. What's your name? And I'm sure you're going to cause all sorts of grief for us.
Hi, Simon. This is Gracie.
Hi,
Betty. Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment, I feel very bad for Roy Crunk. I believe this exactly what's happened to this man is what he did not want to happen. It's a shame. And Geraldo is a windsock. And Simon, I just wanted to comment on your blog from the 9th where you talked about how Judge Strickland, you know, went along with this secure line thing for Baez. I was just really floored when that happened too, and y'all may have already talked about it. I couldn't get in at the very first of the show, so I didn't know if you had anything else to add to that or not.
I'm sorry, I missed your comment. You called me something about my. About my story, what bit were you disagreeing with?
No, I don't agree. I don't disagree. I'm totally agreeing. You wrote Jose Baez managed to persuade Judge Strickland that it would be okay to put his information on a secure server.
Oh.
And you know, I just agree that it's, you know, you put it on the internet, somebody's gonna.
It's gonna be out soon.
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Wasn't there a reference that the medical examiner's office already has such a setup in place? I was wondering if there was some way that Baez's team couldn't just tap into what's already in place, because he referenced, well, the medical examiner, we want to do something similar to what the ME's office already has. So that was
the
question.
Yeah, they do have a system set up like that. She was talking about it.
Yeah. Seems like to me they ought to, if they're going to have to do it online, they ought to just be able to access it through that.
The problem with using the medical examiner's system would be that it would be open
for all
to
of it.
People with access to that network.
It's an iffy situation. I mean, it's really, I don't know. I just think he should have been forced to use somebody there. And let them go into the DA's office or whoever's the prosecution and get all the information.
Don't get me wrong here, but there are electronic solutions. The solution that is being put forward by Baez that Judge Strickland went with is absolutely the lowest tech version I can think of. You know, there is nothing to stop watermarking the images. That way, whoever downloads them, you know where it came from. It's the technique that, or it's one of the techniques that the music and video industry use to track down piracy.
Well, to protect it?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, images can be watermarked. And, you know, most of us think of watermarks as being something on a banknote. You know, if you hold it at the right angle, you can see a funny thing. Well, a watermark inside an image pretty much works the same way, except, you know, you can't hold an MP3 or a JPEG up to the light and see the picture of George Washington or whatever it may be. You know, so really, Baez is just offering a very, very low-tech solution and one that is almost bound to end up on the Internet.
That's a good description of Baez, low-tech.
I'll bet that within a couple of days of his, quote, secure server being up, you'll be able to go to LimeWire or one of these P2P services and be able to download, you know, the shocking, horrible photographs.
I hope not, because they don't need to be out.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't want
people, they thrive on that kind of stuff.
One thing I've noticed, he offers up as proof that he's going to be a good player is he says, Judge, I'm not going to put my law license on the line. Judge, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize my right to practice law. He says that a lot. Like, that means
a whole lot. But did you catch what the judge did tell him? I don't remember the exact words to quote him. But when he said that he would be willing to sign any paper to guarantee that the pictures would not get out. And Judge Strickland told them that, to be honest, he didn't think that his word would matter to many people out of the state anyway. And I mean, it just floored Baez when he said it, and I was laughing. I said, this is just too funny. I said, that's the truth, too.
It's like the image of Casey holding her handcuffed hand up to swear to tell the truth.
Oh, God.
It's a wonder. I've got images of Richard Ramirez, you know, from California with the little pentagram in his palm.
Well, I wonder what Judge Strickland thought about that when that was said, because he's the one who said that her and the truth are total strangers.
Exactly.
Yeah, he is the one. So.
Mm-hmm.
But he, with the play by the rules cover, all the
bases. Yeah,
you've got to.
Yeah, it has to be done. Or that would be another reason she'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be like, I don't have, wasn't given a fair trial. So.
We're down to about the last minute here, but a quick question I want to throw out. Casey seems to have dodged the bullet in the Zanny the Nanny civil case. Who's got some thoughts on that one?
I don't know if she's dodged, but
I don't think they're going to give it up.
Well, no, but she's managed to avoid a direct deposition. She's managed to avoid
I don't think that was a good decision. I think they should have made her go with the deposition.
Yeah. She's avoided the video deposition, and now we're going to send you some written questions, and you have 30 days to respond.
And Baez is going to put his answers on it instead of hers.
It's an essay, okay? She gets to write an essay about why she lied on Zanny the Nanny.
Yeah, and that's what I said. He's going to give his answers.
And this is not the Zanita that she chose. This is not the lady she described, whatever
She's, right, but I think they rushed on that one. They should have probably waited until she's convicted and then come out with that.
Okay, we're gonna lose our live listeners in just a couple of seconds, but don't panic. If you do get lost, just click on the link and you'll be able to listen to the recording. So, back to the story.
Well, this
I
is
still
fun.
Want
I
to know more about Zanny the Nanny.
Can I pipe in one last time?
Sure.
Certainly.
Do you think Casey asked Jose, does this jumpsuit from jail make my butt look fat?
No, I didn't hear that.
No, I just made it up.
I was going to say, I never heard nothing about that one.
Well,
don't they have cuffs and chains with Zawoski you know, crystals on them?
Are these couture?
Did you see, I mean, seriously, though, did you see the look on her face when he told her to raise her right hand the best she can? She looked so, like, she was, that glum look on her face.
Pathetic? She looked like she tried to be pathetic, like, oh, poor
me. Poor little pitiful me. I can't raise my hand. Would you take these off? Yeah, I mean, they're hurting me or something to that effect. That look on her face was like, well, can't you take them off? Yeah, I mean, oh, gosh, she just turns my stomach.
I thought it looked like bedroom eyes. She was trying to give the judge bedroom eyes.
Yeah, but he don't like her. You can tell he don't like her.
Actually, you could tell that right at the beginning of the hearing when he said, where is she?
Yeah.
Well, go get her.
Michael Jackson style umbrella and pajamas.
With a veil.
Oh, well. Okay.
You're like, okay.
Well, I guess we're about ready to wrap this up. I don't think I have any more awkward questions or interesting questions.
I think that the thing about her turning the remains over to Baez is kind of a huge thing. Like, does he own Kaylee's bones now?
I don't know, because I've never heard that before.
Neither did I. And you know what? That's really telling, because, you know, I don't know if there can be money made off of her remains, but...
Oh, yeah, National Enquirer.
That's National Enquirer. I love it.
Oh, him rather than the family being power of attorney?
Yeah, Jose Baez.
Right.
Gracie said.
I don't know, because I didn't never hear that before. That's the first I've heard of it. I mean, how could she do that?
To pay him?
Okay, actually, I do have one last question. I'll throw it out to you, bunch of sharks on a feeding frenzy. what about the announcement that Padilla is not invited to the funeral?
I don't think we are either.
I don't think I'm going to get an invitation.
Well, I didn't know
if the trial comes to my town, I sure hope I'm invited.
Actually, I didn't know you invited people to a funeral to begin with.
Yeah, that does happen. I've read about it. I've read about it. I don't know about it. I've read about it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty lame. I mean,
why
the man
would he want
obviously
to go?
Cares about her, and it's just tacky to say who can come and who can't. It's just tacky.
Well, you know, he already had a memorial for Kaylee after he dredged up the little Econ River. So
he fought him over.
Exactly.
He didn't want to have that.
And I think that old Grandma Bear didn't like that so much.
No, she didn't. That's why she fought it. She was much against him having that memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just called it a prayer meeting to clear up the idea of memorial.
I think. They changed it. Right. Because they hadn't found her yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why he changed it, but only because of that. But it was the same thing. It was considered a memorial, though.
Yeah. And they all came down on him for being wrong about so many things, but obviously law enforcement was wrong about so many things, too, because they first said it was accidental. So
I think
know,
they were trying to get
wrong,
her to talk.
I had to. I mean, he's not the only one that was putting theories out.
Look who was wrong about her being alive and dead, Cindy.
You know, I think that
Kate Baez, they were all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that said that she was dead.
Well,
I mean, even Tim Miller said it.
Law enforcement had to say, I mean, they had to.
To get her to talk, at least.
Oh, they couldn't stick their necks out. Well, they couldn't prove otherwise. They had to say accidental without the proof.
Right.
I think they just wanted to try to see if she would talk, you know. Like, oh, yes, it was an accident. I drugged her and I stuck her in the trunk and boo-hoo-hoo. But it wasn't.
I certainly hope that Cindy's not planning it like it's a wedding, you know, and just let whoever comes just come to pay their respects.
I think all the people who donated to Kaylee Memorial are probably invited.
Yeah, that's not
well,
right.
Well, the public is the public, and it should be open to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Anthonys who are in control.
Of course. They're going to have their guards at the door. Well,
they're probably going to try to figure out a way to pay for the public to pay for it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
They're going to do that. If they're going to carry it that far, and they're going to have guards at the door or whatever, pick and
choose.
They'll
probably
have
them at
the
door. Are you for or against my daughter?
I would rather them just do it private then. Just then don't invite them. Just do your own little family, your immediate family then.
Everything.
Well, they're going to have their own private one also.
Everything has to be, like, more played up for these people. Like, if it's not out in the public, then it's not worth it, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, well, Leonard Padilla isn't invited, so blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, like, he probably doesn't even care, I bet. I bet you anything, he's going to come out with something now to piss her off. To just some big old just rumor, and she's just asking for it.
Again, I just blame Casey Anthony for all of the hatred
she
caused among so many people to become enemies and people acting in a way that they normally wouldn't. And, you know, and Tim Miller and Patty. It's like, it's all Casey Anthony's fault. Everybody.
I know. And her mother is, like, fueling. Like, Casey passed the torch from herself to her mom because Casey was going to jail. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And so her mom kept it up, and it's like, everybody sees where Casey learned this from. She lived a double life. She told her parents, I'm working for 2 years so that she didn't have to spend time with her daughter, just like her dad cheated on Cindy, like living a double life. She's so much like her parents.
Right.
Oh, and here's another one I wanted to bring up, and I forgot, because I think about this case all the time, like late at night when I go to bed. I sit there thinking about it. I don't know why, but I do.
I can't seem to get away from it at all.
I start spinning new, I start going over the whole thing again. And here's one that came to me. If she was going to say that Zanny stole her child, wouldn't she have been better off just saying, frantically calling 911 and saying, I just got out of the mall and somebody grabbed my child, I don't know who it was.
Exactly.
So why the elaborate Zanny the nanny?
I think
because at that point she could have said a total stranger. I didn't even see anybody. I don't know who grabbed it. I turned around, and Kaylee was gone.
Well, you
therefore,
know,
therefore she's not pinning it on a particular person. So why the
she
whole
researched?
Zanny,
yeah,
she
but,
researched
why,
her
wait.
In March, didn't she?
Why the elaborate Zanny nanny when she could have just frantically called and said, "I just left JCPenney," and she's gone now.
Well,
Casey was looking
she
for a way out months before this happened.
She watched One Tree Hill, remember? I don't think her thoughts go very far past her face. Because she based everything on that TV show and stuff like that.
But where did, was there a book or something about a Zanny? Or,
well, when did she read the name? When did she read the name at Sawgrass? Oh, you know where I think Zanny came from? I think it was Zanita. Because remember when she told all of her friends at parties, well, oh, Kaylee's with Zanny the nanny?
Mm-hmm.
I think that she had to cover her ass for that.
Right, but she still could have just pinned it on a total stranger.
Well, she could have, but
I don't know why she wouldn't have went that route. I don't know her mind frame, so that's what puzzles me.
Thank goodness.
You know, she could have just in those tapes we would have heard, instead of this ridiculous thing she kept telling those detectives, she's the last person I saw my child. It's like, why wouldn't you have been better off just saying, I don't have a clue who took her?
I think that if she would have reported it that day, you know, maybe she could have gotten away with it and blamed it
right,
on the kidnapper.
Right, that's not, so I don't know if she was stupid or...
I don't know what
I know. I don't get the whole Zanny coming into the picture.
I think it's because nobody answered the phone that day when she made that rash of phone calls. Nobody answered. She just figured, oh, well, okay.
What was she going to say, though, if they answered?
Exactly, and nobody answered.
So
nobody knows.
She put the baby in the trunk of the car and went to the Blockbuster for a movie.
Well, what was she going to say?
Well, she could have even used Blockbusters and said, I came out and turned my back and Kaylee was gone.
Exactly.
She wasn't thinking. She wasn't thinking that.
I think nobody answered the phone. I think if somebody would have answered that phone to one of the people she was calling, frantically, then maybe we would have heard the story then.
But not only that, but I do believe that since she killed her daughter,
mm-hmm.
and that it took the family to come up with this story all that time. I really think that the family's in on it.
I've grown
murder,
to think that.
Not the murder itself, but after to cover it up, I think they're all in on it. Been saying that. So.
Okay, folks, we are going to have to wrap this one up. It's another one in the can. I want to thank my wife, Jan, and I want to thank Pickles. And, Jan, you usually have a list of...
I don't have them written down this time, but Pammy, Betty, Gracie, and I didn't catch the other one's name.
CBM or something.
Yeah, I didn't catch her name, but thank you all for calling in.
It's been delightful, and you can pretty much guarantee we'll be doing this again next Sunday.
Adios.
Okay.
Thank you. I've been hanging on all the time.
This is Simon Barrett, and I want to wish you all a great day. And please come visit us on Blogger News. That's www.bloggernews.net. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.